If Mike doesn't show up, can I have his ravioli?
No!
Where is Mike anyway? He's usually home from work by dinner time.
He could have had an emergency at the car wash.
An emergency? What, a bug storm on the expressway?
Carol, there's nothing wrong with having a part-time job that involves a little physical labor. The money helps Mike pay his way around here.
So I could get a part-time job, too?
To pay your way around here?
Heck no. I mean, of course, to help pay my way around here.
I don't know. What do you think, Maggie?
Fine.
As long as you don't become a topless dancer.
Oh, great. I'll start pounding the pavement tomorrow.
Look out, pavement.
Hey, sorry I'm late, guys. Emergency overtime. Bug storm on the expressway.
You know, I hate my job. If I could find anything else, I'd jump at it. The only good thing about this stupid car wash job is payday. Boy, it's Saturday, and I am ready to party.
Payday! Well, then you're also ready to pay this month's rent.
Yeah, no problem.
And last month's rent.
No problem.
So you could also pay me back the $20 you got?
No problem. All right, now what the heck am I supposed to do with $2?
Could come play some video games with me.
Benny, a college man has much more important things to do on a Saturday night than destroying galaxies with his dweeby little brother.
Oh, bye.
Let's roll.
Cannot express my joy.
Want another burrito?
No, I'm still tasting that last one.
You know, Benny, can't be more to life than working at a stupid car wash and eating burritos that repeat.
And get another job.
Yeah, I've been looking for a new job for the past 3 weeks. You know, a job is not easy to find.
Sure. Excuse me, do you need any help here?
Yes, thank you, Nose.
No. Who do we see to get this go for a job?
Job?
Yeah, who do we see for a job?
For a job? Sorry, don't get it for a job, but we got for something and for grind.
No, Benny, never mind.
No, do you need other people to work here?
Work here, yes, I work here.
No,
Benny, forget it.
Huh? Work here, him.
I got for you mini jar.
Mini jar?
The manager. That'd be great.
That'd be good.
When the mini-jar gets here, let me do all the talking.
I'll do my own talking, all right?
Oh, well now, which one of you men is looking for work?
He is. Let me tell you about the lad.
I'm Nick Simpson, and you're...
Mike Seaver.
Mike Seaver.
Oh, and this is your agent, right?
Right.
What's an agent?
Somebody who gets you a job and then gets a piece of the action.
I'm his agent, Ben Seaver. Please meet you.
Oh, hello, Ben. Well, you look like a nice kid, Mike.
Well, I am.
Have you ever worked before?
I've had two other jobs.
Are you a full-time student?
Yeah, I go to Alf Lennon Junior College.
Do you have a way to get here?
Yeah, my car's not outside.
Oh, well, listen, the late shift starts in 15 minutes. Are you interested?
We'll take it.
We'll take it, yeah. I mean, you want me to start right now?
Oh, yes, I need a man right away. Poor Raj here has been working a double shift. He's working so hard, his dog is about to fall off.
Hey, hi, Ben.
Yeah. Don't try and cheer me up.
About what?
He makes me walk home after I find him a new job.
Who?
Me.
So, who got a new job?
Mike, you started 15 minutes ago. Let's see how long he lasts without me.
You got Mike a job?
Yeah, haven't you been listening?
I confess, Ben, I haven't been listening either. Come on, start over.
Yeah. Don't try and cheer me up.
Never mind the jokes. Come on, give me a little exposition here.
Okay. Mike's working the graveyard shift at the Stop and Run.
The what shift?
The graveyard shift.
I don't think I like that.
You don't like it. You didn't have to walk home.
No. A lot of robberies happen at those stores, and most of them happen late at night.
Relax. You've got a gun under the counter. What could happen?
And remember, all cash in the overnight machine, or they kill you for sure.
All right, I'll remember that.
Okay. These are ho-hos, yoo-hoos, ding-dongs.
Whoa.
No longer carry wo-wos. Nobody buys. No. It was for me, from girlfriend Haya. She is calling to say I am being undermined.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
Tomorrow night, not having to call. This last night on graveyard, thanks be to you. Tomorrow night it will be...
You ho-ho ding-dong?
Ah, I show you how to handle customers. Watch closely.
Okay.
May I help you, please? So much.
मुझे वो कहते हैं ना क्या उसका नाम वो
वो नहीं है
वो नहीं है
नो वो
ओके
एनी क्वेश्चन
Hi, Mike. You're polishing the silverware in the middle of the night?
Well, it had to be done sometime, and I've been putting it off and putting it off and putting it off.
Mom, what are you worried about?
Nothing. Certainly not you. You've got a gun under the counter and everything.
Oh, you sure heard about my new job?
I did.
Well, look, Mom, there's nothing to worry about. I mean, all I saw tonight was a bunch of insomniacs buying bad frozen burritos. You want one? Right. I'll turn in.
Mike, your father and I agreed that we can't order you around like a kid anymore. This is the job you want. So be it.
Very mature attitude, Mom.
It was a very close vote.
And I appreciate it. Good night.
I suppose it would be too much to ask you to simply inquire about a schedule change just to keep your poor mother from worrying herself into an early grave. So don't.
Good night. All right, Mom, look, I'm the new guy in town. You know, I can't just go in there demanding these primo hours.
Like I said, if it's too much to ask you to merely make the request, I understand. Oh, sleep well, honey. I'll be fine, really.
Mom, look, all right, I'll ask my boss, but I know what his answer's going to be.
His answer to what, dear?
To me getting off the stupid graveyard shift.
Oh, is that what you think you should do?
Right.
I should be ashamed of myself. The kid didn't stand a chance.
Yo, Raj!
Yo, Porchop, how are you doing here?
Very good to see you here, but not so pleased to be seeing you still at work.
Huh? I am double shifting.
Yeah. Raj, you've been working here too long. I'm actually beginning to understand you. Aren't you a shade early, like about 12 hours?
Yeah, listen, Nick, that's kind of what I want to ask you.
Hang on 1 second. Jerry, I'm glad you're here. Grab an apron, please. Raj is about to drop.
You got it.
Oh, and Jerry, this is Mike Seaver. He'll be taking over Graveyard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And don't scare him about working Graveyard with your silly little robbery story.
Come on, I wouldn't do that. Not his first week.
Hey, well, what silly little robbery story?
Oh, forget it. So what's on your mind?
Listen, Nick, I know that I'm new here, so I don't even expect you to consider this. But I told my mom that I would at least ask and make the request.
No. I cannot make you the manager, not in the first week.
Only kidding.
Right. Well, see, I want to be able to honestly tell my mother that I asked to be put on a safer shift. So there, I asked, you listen, thanks.
So the day shift would be better for you mom-wise, is that what you're trying to say?
Well, yeah, but...
Hang on, I'll see what I can do. Jerry, listen, you didn't mind working the late shift, did you?
No, I got used to it.
Well, you can get used to it again, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Good. So you and Raj will be splitting graveyard. No problem there with you, is there, Raj?
Well, I... Sure, I'd be here, Nick.
Look, Nick, I feel kind of funny here. I mean, I just started in, and I don't think it's fair that...
Yes, you're absolutely right. I'm going to put you back on graveyard. It wouldn't be fair. I'm only kidding!
Right, well, it's just, I know how much it means to Raj, and well, they've been here longer, and I don't think they should get stuck with graveyard.
Mike, please. If we can't take care of our own, who will?
Hey, hi, Mike. You realize says you're wandering around aimlessly in a puke blue jacket?
No, I'm not. I gotta go to work in 10 minutes.
Oh, you got the shift change?
Yep, sure did.
Oh, now aren't you glad you asked?
Words cannot express my joy.
My?
Hey, Dad, let me ask you something. Have you ever gotten something really good that you didn't deserve?
Oh, sure I did.
You got me. No. I mean, something that you really wanted.
Go on, Mike.
Quickly.
Dad, I mean, has someone ever treated you really nice just because of who you are and not what you did or how well you did it?
Oh, Mike, does this involve a girl? I'm sorry, I'm just trying to make sense out of something the boy's trying to share with us.
Look, I gotta go.
Mike, you're not making any sense.
Are you upset?
Hey, how should I be upset? I just got a new job where I'm kept warm, I work safe hours, and I wear a puke blue jacket.
A girl.
Oh, so you weren't thinking that?
Yo, Raj, how are you doing here?
I'm kind of busy right now.
Yeah, well, listen, Raj, I really want to apologize
busy.
For...
Busy.
Hey, Dave, Jerry, man, how's it going?
I'm here.
Listen, Jerry, I really want to say that I'm sorry that you and Raj have to go back to this graveyard shift just because I'm here.
Hey, I've been around. I understand this is how it works.
How what works?
Yeah. Right.
I mean, I don't want any part of this. Hey, Nick.
Oh, I'll be right with you, Mike. 1 second, all right? Here we go, Winnie. Now, here, is this the one?
Oh, I can't remember if this is the one or the one next to it.
Oh, well, why don't you take both of them and let your arthritis decide?
Oh, I can't afford both of them.
It's all right. They're on the house. It's all right. I heard the store manager's a real nice guy.
Oh, thank you. Mm.
So, what's up?
Well, wow, you're a nice guy.
You heard too, huh?
Yeah. Look, you gave me that shift change because I'm white. Didn't you?
Mike, have you been dipping into the wo-wos?
Yeah, you don't sell wo-wos anymore.
Yeah, so you're a sub-nine person, exactly why. You better have a little powwow in my office. Come on.
Look, maybe this is just a big misunderstanding. Why don't we just forget the whole thing?
Oh, no, please, let's straighten this out. I don't want you going around telling people that I'm prejudiced.
Okay, what did you mean when you said...
Now, wait a minute, you're not Jewish, are you? I'm only kidding!
Right. Well, look, what did you mean when you said about us taking care of our own?
Oh, no, I didn't mean it as an insult. I didn't want to upset you. It's just that... there's so many different kinds of people in this world, and you and I happen to be the same kind.
White.
Well, yeah. I mean, don't you think if there were a black man sitting in this manager's chair that he'd be looking out for Jerry?
Well, I don't...
Or if the manager were Iranian or Indian or whatever Raj is, don't you think that he'd be looking to give him a break or two?
Well, I didn't really think about it like that.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it works.
Yeah, but that doesn't seem right.
Welcome to the real world.
So you mean something that you were making fun of Raj when you were talking about his dot falling off?
Well, were you making fun of him when you were imitating his accent?
No, I was just fooling around.
So was I.
Well, then I felt a little confused.
You see, if I were the kind of man who bragged, I would point out my 7 Minority Employer of the Year awards. You see those?
I had no idea.
So I give the new white kid a break. Does that make me a bigot? The bottom line is, have I treated them any differently than I treat you?
I guess not.
Have you talked to Jerry and Raj about this?
Yeah.
And
Jerry says that that's just the way it works.
Smart boy. You see, they have no problem, I have no problem, so how could you have a problem?
I don't. I guess I was just a little confused.
You know what? You would be good manager material.
Oh, great. What's for dinner? I'm starved.
Burritos.
Like, you know, I really should watch my saturated fat.
Mike, shouldn't we finish that conversation we started before you left for work?
About what?
Well, we're fairly sure it wasn't about girls, right, Jason?
More sure than I've been about anything in my life.
Well, look, it turned out to be nothing. I mean, have you ever just opened up your mouth and made a complete fool out of yourself?
Jason?
So, Mike, what did you say? Who did you say it to?
Well, see, I just thought that I was getting special treatment at work because I'm white.
Excuse me?
Yeah, see, so I asked Nick about it. He's a manager, and he explained that he was just taking care of his own time, and I shouldn't get excited about it, because that's the way the world works. See ya.
Well, wait a minute. How's the way the world works?
Well, you know, I mean, just because he's white and I'm white and he gave me a break doesn't mean that he's prejudiced.
It doesn't?
Mike, what do you think prejudice means?
Oh, Mom, I mean, like, not letting certain people into your schools or spraying them down with fire hoses. You know, stuff you see on the news.
Mike, prejudice means giving somebody special treatment, any special treatment.
Well, then I'm confused.
How could you be confused? Where did we ever give you the idea that it was all right to be a little bit prejudiced?
Oh, no, Mom, it's not like that at all. I mean, Nick has got awards. And all his other employees are minorities.
Yeah, well, but you said you got this shift change because you were white.
Well, yeah.
Well, then what's the confusion, Mike?
Well, I'm really confused.
Well, let me just straighten it out for you then, Mike. You go to this guy, Nick, and you say, I don't accept any special treatment. I want my old shift back. Right, Maggie?
Jason, you and I should talk about this later.
Well, we can talk about it in front of Mike. Yeah, this is about Mike. Come on, it's important. Maggie?
I don't want my son shot at 3 a.m. over a pack of gum.
Oh, Maggie,
you ask.
Well, so what? He should take advantage of this guy's prejudice?
No.
Well, then what are you saying?
She's saying that Ross should get shot at 3 a.m.
I am not. And I'm against anybody being shot at any hour of the day or night. And who the hell is Raj?
Maggie, this is about unfair treatment.
You want him working at 3 a.m. with a gun under the counter?
No, of course I don't. That's not what I'm talking about.
Jason, I hate prejudice. But what's it really changed to send our son back to the graveyard? Shift.
But this is wrong.
You're right.
Yes, I am. Yes. You know something else? So are you.
Well, that sure clears everything right up for me.
I wish this had been about girls.
Hey, Jerry, the shift is over. Come on, sir.
All right. If Nick asks, tell him I thought the soft drink.
Okay, right.
See, your change is $1.16.
There you go. I thought they only moved that fast when they were carrying a TV or a football.
Funny.
Jerry just left.
He left?
Yeah.
I asked him to stack the sodas or look at the mess he makes. That lazy son of a... His salary's going to be docked for this.
Oh, that. Oh, Nick, Jerry didn't do that. I did. Yeah, I was going to clean it up, but I just got busy and forgot.
You did this?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, try to be more careful, will you, son? Somebody unscrewed this. This was no accident. Wait a minute. You didn't get too busy and forget, did you?
Look, do you know that you're prejudiced, or are you just kidding yourself?
You rude, smart-ass know-it-all. What are you trying to prove here, huh?
I'm not trying. I just proved it.
You white-bread suburban punks really get to me. Someday you'll figure out what the score is.
Yeah, well, I just did.
You know, you've got a lot to learn about the real world.
Yeah? Well, I won't be learning it from you. I quit.
You know something? You're one confused little kid.
Not anymore.
Hey, Maggie, how was your day?
Oh, not so hot.
Yeah, mine neither.
Oh, Kirk, I want to...
Go ahead. How are we supposed to communicate with Mike when we can't communicate with each other?
Wait a minute, you don't think that we communicate?
Oh, shut up and kiss me.
Hi, guys.
Mike! Before you say another word, I just want you to know that your father was right. You should go back on Graveyard. I don't like it, but it's right. We'll see.
Wait a minute, I was not right, Maggie. I don't want Mike endangering himself.
Dad, don't worry.
I have to worry. You're my son.
I quit.
Mike, no matter how old you get, you cannot quit being our son.
I quit our family. I mean, I quit my job. And I really want to thank you two for showing me what was right.
Hey, Carol, where the stinking wand is?
Jason, he thinks that we showed him what was right.
I won't tell him if you don't.
Tomorrow at 6:30 on Growing Pain, for a switch, Carol and Ben take lessons from Mike. Coming up next on The Wonder Years, the dreaded task of parallel parking keeps Kevin out of the fast lane on his 16th birthday.